This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. U.S. officials say American fighter jets struck Iranian-backed Houthi rebel sites for the sixth time Friday, taking out anti-ship missile launchers that were prepared to fire. The official says the strikes were carried out by F-A-18 aircraft off the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower aircraft carrier, and they resembled similar U.S. attacks on Houthi launchers that have been occurring almost daily this week. The two officials spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss ongoing military operations. President Joe Biden acknowledged Thursday that the bombardment of Houthi sites has yet to stop the militants' attacks on vessels in the Red Sea that have disrupted global shipping. The U.S. designates the Houthi rebels as a specially designated global terrorist group. Observers say U.S. reputation has suffered because of its support of Israel's operations in Gaza that have displaced millions and killed tens of thousands. VOA's Anita reports from Washington.
Analysts say Washington's support of Israel's operations, which have caused tens of thousands of casualties, has absolutely diminished its global standing. And it has emboldened those who have long complained about U.S. hegemony, such as South Africa, which earlier this month sued Israel for genocide in the International Court of Justice. In coming days, South Africa will be among 120 delegations meeting in Uganda for a summit of the Non-Aligned Movement, which are nations not formally aligned with or against any major power bloc. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
North Korea says it has tested a nuclear-capable underwater attack drone in response to a combined naval exercise by South Korea, the United States, and Japan this week. North Korea says it first tested the drone last year and that it designed the strike to strike enemy vessels and ports. South Korea's military says North Korea has exaggerated the drone's capabilities. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. House of Representatives on Thursday approved a stopgap bill to fund the federal government through early March and avert a partial government shutdown. But House Speaker Mike Johnson could see backlash from his fellow party members. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
This third stopgap funding bill would simply extend last fiscal year spending levels until two deadlines of March 1st and March 8th for completing action of spending for various government agencies. With temporary funding now sorted, the focus shifts to the need to pass the 12 bills providing the four-year budget. In the House, Johnson could face blowback from hardline members of his party who oppose such stopgap funding bills without deep spending cuts. Their disapproval led to the toppling of Johnson's predecessor, Kevin McCarthy.
Ryan Cheng from Reuters. Japan has become the fifth country in history to reach the moon when its spacecraft landed on the lunar surface, but an issue with the power supply means that the mission could be in jeopardy. Officials also said they needed more time to analyze whether the spacecraft, which wasn't carrying astronauts, made a pinpoint landing. That was one of the priorities of the mission. The head of the Institute of Space and Astronautical Science said they believe that rovers were launched and data were being transmitted back to Earth from the Smart Lander for Investigating Moon, or SLIM. But he said that SLIM's solar battery wasn't generating power, and the battery life of the spacecraft would only last a few more hours. Police in southern Russia detained at least seven people at a protest on Friday, according to a Russian news outlet, an unusual sight during a crackdown amid the war in Ukraine. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
In a rare act of public defiance, hundreds of supporters of a jailed rights activist staged a protest on Friday in Ufa, the capital of Russia's Bashkortostan Republic. Protests began in the southern region this week in support of minority rights activist Fail Alsanov, who was sentenced on Wednesday to 4 years in a penal colony on charges of stirring ethnic hatred, which he denied. Considered a hero among the area's ethnic Bashkir population, Alsanov has spoken out against their recruitment to fight for Russia in Ukraine, saying this is not our war.
Sean Hogan from Reuters. A grand jury indicted Alec Baldwin on an involuntary manslaughter charge Friday in a 2021 fatal shooting during a rehearsal on a movie set in New Mexico, reviving a dormant case against the A-list actor. Special prosecutors brought the case before a grand jury in Santa Fe this week, months after receiving a new analysis of the gun that was used. Baldwin, lead actor and co-producer on the Western movie Rust, was pointing a gun at cinematographer Helena Hutchins during a rehearsal on a movie set outside Santa Fe in October 2021 when the gun went off, killing her and wounding director Joel Souza. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.